Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here virtually with Carlene Higgins, my trusty sidekick. Hey, Carlene.
Hello. Hi, everyone. So if you're new to our show, maybe you're just tuning in and you heard us on the Double Cleanse podcast last week. We are two former beauty editors turned podcasters, and we're a weekly show. We talk to founders about their breakthrough products. We talk to the biggest influencers and artists in the beauty industry about their top tips. And we also do review episodes called The Damn Goods, which is what we're up to today.
Honestly, the Double Cleanse show was so much fun. Like, I still was laughing out loud when I was listening back to James and Robert when they were on our show last week. So just love the pod community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love them. I think that was a great crossover, cross-Atlantic crossover. And hopefully everybody loved the celebrity beauty episode. And then we also talked about the iconic moments in beauty history on their show. So if you missed it, definitely jump in and check it out.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. So on to today's show. And really the whole topic of today's show is like body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Products, because there's so many. And it's finally April. It's tank top season. And, you know, I think that there's just been, yes, of course, lots of products to buy. But I think there's just a lot of talk in the ether right now about bodies. And you and I were like sliding into each other's DMs yesterday.
Yeah. So this might be a little triggering for some. It was triggering for me, which is why, you know, I sent it to you, because it was all about this snapback that some prominent like influencers and models are experiencing post baby. And being a mother myself, I was just like, wow, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
It was just like a little, I don't know. It just made me feel a certain way.
Yes. I mean, I understand that. I think I have such a different outlook on those types of people. And when they're like 11 days post birth and they're like, they're promoting the Doc-A-Tot in the background. And like the Doc-A-Tot is like the size of like a thumbnail, like, or just like so far out of the shot. And all you do is like, look at the perfect like torso. But I just think those people and models the same way, they're just like kind of freaks of nature. And so I don't actually put a lot of stock into it at all. And like Hilaria or Ilaria Baldwin or whatever she's going by right now, like same thing. Like that's what she's famous for, having a lot of babies and bouncing back to do yoga the next day. And I just think it's like kind of, it's almost laughable because it's just not real life.
Yeah. Well, I think that's definitely a positive attitude. I mean, it was interesting because the link you sent me, which was from Not Skinny But Not Fat, podcast. It was her post. And she had even said in the post, I guess we should say who it is. I mean, it's out there, it's public. The model's name, I don't remember, but she had said like
Emrata.
And like, she was like, I can't believe the feedback, how many people are commenting on this. Like people were just had so much to say. And I was reading some of the comments. And so she was wearing like a pajama, a silk pajama, like an open blouse and a bottom. And it's just like her stomach was basically concave. And like you said, she had just delivered a baby. And so some people were like, great, get it, girl. Like if I were you, I would be robbing banks. I'd be doing this and that and nobody would even touch me. And then other people are going, where I come from, that's called showing off. Like F off, right? And it did seem like a showing off. And I think that that to me is what kind of got me, because it's one thing to just show up on Instagram and do your thing and hey, you snap back, great, good for you. But to do the kind of like peeking through the blouse, you have to realize when you have that size of an audience that that's going to trigger some people, right?
But that's like, that's her truth. So this is also the woman who is, she's extremely outspoken about body positivity. Emrata is. And, you know, she was comfortable being the blurred lines girl showing her breasts in that Robin Thicke video, right? And she should. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. I was like, if I look like that, I'd do the same. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that could be true. I just feel like, again, as a mom and having to like work so hard to try to snap back, it's just like, you want to be happy for all women and their bodies. But I think for another perspective as well, I was scrolling through Instagram and saw like a friend through the industry who does not look like that at all and was like being really real about, you know, trying to buy cute clothes for summer and having it arrive and it being really disappointed. And she was just like shaking it off and dancing and having a good time and like showing everything and being like, the struggle is real, but every day, you know, I just try to like reaffirm and that kind of thing. And I think one thing that I saw through those comments through Emrata was a lot of people who were just like you said, like, be happy for her. Like all bodies are great. Be happy for your own body. If it's healthy, you've got a great body. And I think what that says to me, because we're, you and I, Jill, are of a certain age, is that there is a change going on in the mindset. And I think that was the silver lining that I saw in all of this. And that's definitely what we want to promote, what I aspire to myself. I have my high moments, my low moments, but having said all that, we're talking about body oddy oddy today and whatever you've got, flaunt it, girl. And I think when it comes to beauty products, which is what we're going to be talking about today, you know, this is all optional. We're going to be talking about hair removal around the bikini line. If you want that, we're going to be talking about glistening and glossing the legs. Like that makes me feel good looking like I have a little bit of a tan, but it's optional. And to be honest, that's even weirder and weirder to me these days. I'm like, do I really need to try to look like I'm a different color than I am? You know, so all with a grain of salt, but I think a little zhuzhing makes everyone feel great. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Especially in the springtime, I just feel like I need to like shake off the winter. And so like getting all of these body products out, it makes me excited because they're new things to try.
Yeah.
And basically by using a lot of these products that we're going to talk about today, I know that I'm going to have other wardrobe choices. I'm so sick of everything that's in my closet. I just like need to burn my sweatpants at this point. So that is part of the ritual and part of the process of like getting ready for spring, as it were.
Yeah, unpeeling, literally taking the flakes, the dusty flakes off. So in today's episode, we're going to tell you everything there is to know about the Dr. Dennis Gross body exfoliating pads that are inspired by the iconic two-step alpha beta pads for face. Jill, I know you've been testing that. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. And then I'm going to be talking to you about Fenty's Body Sauce Luminizing Tint for anyone out there who wants to bring a little bling to their lower limbs.
Yes. And we're also going to be talking about a whole bunch of different body lotions and smoothing treatments that we've gotten a chance to try.
Okay. And finally, I'm going to go where beauty journos only rarely go. I'm going to talk to you about the latest in vagina care and hair removal, especially when many of us still can't get to our professional waxers. Like I can't, and I'm missing her so much right now. So here it is, the damn good body oddy oddy products to add to your top shelf right now.
jumping in for a word from one of our new show partners, Function of Beauty. So I have to fess up here. I've definitely been lured into wanting to try Function of Beauty because of their gorgeous pastel hued shampoos and conditioners that I've seen all over Instagram. I mean, I can't be alone here, right? They definitely piqued my interest. And Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, and they offer precise formulations for your hair's specific needs. So I was excited to try it out for myself. So you go onto their website and you fill out a hair quiz, and it helps you to identify your hair type, the structure, whether it's fine, medium, or thick, as well as your scalp moisture level. And then you can select up to 5 hair goals. So maybe you want to fix split ends, or you want your curls to be really defined, or you want to soothe your scalp. So I also like that you can tick a box to make your formula silicone free, which I think is a very unique offering. Next up, you can choose your color and fragrance, or you can go dye-free and fragrance-free if that's your jam. I chose lavender and eucalyptus because I love when my shower smells like eucalyptus. And the formulas are all vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. Plus, you get to choose that Instagram-worthy hue that I mentioned before. So I chose lavender, and you can even add a little monogram on your bottle. So I chose mine to say damn good. So that's like, when I look at it, I definitely smile in the shower. So exciting news. We have a very special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. You never have to buy off the shelf just to be disappointed ever again. Go to functionofbeauty.com/breakingbeauty to take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. Once again, that's functionofbeauty.com/breakingbeauty to let them know we sent you, and you'll get 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/breakingbeauty. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now, back to today's episode.
Well, hello. I'm Katie Maloney, and you probably know me from a little show called Banner Bumper Rolls. I've been labeled all kinds of things. A bitch, a bully, and a mean girl. But there is so much more to a person than what you see on TV. Tune in every Friday as I talk to some of my friends and castmates, celebrities, comedians, medical professionals, and maybe some political figures. And by the time we're done, you're gonna love me.
I've been testing out the Dr. Dennis Gross Skincare Alpha Beta Exfoliating Body Treatment Peel. So it's $58 and $76 for just 8 towelettes. So definitely up there with the price point. I was a little surprised at that price point. So it comes in a box of 8, but I've noticed that they've just started selling a box of 2. So the box of 2 is $16 and $21. So if you just want to try it, that's a little bit more reasonable.
Okay.
So what it is, it's an all-over body polishing treatment that visibly improves the look of ingrown hairs, keratosis pilaris, dry skin, and helps reduce the appearance of body blemishes and an uneven skin tone. So it comes in this foil packet, Carlene. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like the size of like 2 credit cards put side by side. And the textured towel, when it's unwrapped, it measures 8.5 inches by 5.5 inches.
Okay.
The biggest difference between this and the peel for face is there's no like step 2, quote unquote. You know, with the alpha beta peel, you normally do step 1, you let it sit on the face, and then you like neutralize the peel.
Okay.
This you do not.
Oh, interesting.
So that's like a significant difference. Mm-hmm. So they say you can use this on normal, dry, combination, oily skin, and it's really to address uneven texture, acne, blemishes, dryness. Mm-hmm. I personally loved this product. And for me, I do get a lot of breakouts on my back, and I have been getting more. It's so annoying just because my hair is so long right now.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a haircut in a frigging year. So I thought that this was amazing to get like all the way down your back and just those really hard to reach areas. I get a lot of kind of like congestion around like even my bra strap.
Yeah.
And then on the back of my arms. And then like they said, you can use it around the bikini line. So I used it around there. I just felt like you got so much use out of one towel, and you really only have to use it, they say recommended like 2 times a week. I think you could do it even like once every 10 days or so and still see the results.
Do you think you saw results after one use?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
What did you see?
Yeah. Just smoothing of the skin on the backs of my arm, just softer skin all around. And I felt as though my back, like the blemishes that were there, they were just like this towel. It like dried them out a little bit, which is kind of what I was looking for, to be honest, because it doesn't have that second step, which is in the facial peel. The second step is meant to sort of, I think, like rehydrate, or like it neutralizes the peel. Yes. But it also has a lot of magical sort of hydrating ingredients in it. So personally, I thought that it was really worth it, but it is definitely an investment. So as you can see, I liked it so much that I'm sort of unwilling to even like open this up, this foil package for demonstration purposes.
You had to show me
right
your
now.
Old,
I'm literally
your
show you
old gnarly
I'm
one.
I'm showing you the old one. Yeah.
That's fine. I do have a question, because I know with the original, when we interviewed Dr. Dennis Gross for one of our founder episodes and we went deep on the alpha beta peel, he was saying that the neutralizing step is really absolutely necessary. So I'm curious why this version does not require the neutralizing step. Like, is it actually different ingredients?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, I asked the brand about this. And what they said is that it has a slightly different exfoliating action on the skin, which is why you don't need the second step. So what they said is that this one is formulated with two different types of enzymes. So there's bromelain, which comes from pineapples, and then there's papaya enzymes as well. So what those do is those sort of get to work on the surface level exfoliation, so like an enzymatic action for exfoliation. And then that allows the AHA and BHAs in the formula, in this instance, it's namely glycolic acid and salicylic acid, that allows those ingredients to penetrate to a deeper level of the skin and work on the fibroblasts in the dermis to boost collagen and clear out the pores, clear out a little bit deeper into the follicle. And they said because these acids are not being utilized as true exfoliators, like how we would normally know them in a product like this, they do not need to be neutralized because basically they're going deeper into the skin. So they're not sitting on the surface. And they said also that the skin is thicker on our body, so it allows for this sort of double whammy type of exfoliation where these pads would be not way too strong, but they would be a little bit too intense for us to use on our face with this sort of double whammy exfoliation. So hopefully that makes it a little bit clearer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. One thing that I do want to give you guys a heads up on, because that is pretty pricey, SkinFix is another brand that's available at Sephora, and they're actually launching Resurface AHA, BHA enzyme exfoliating pads that definitely are going to compete with the Dr. Dennis Gross pads. And they're large enough for face or body. They're going to be coming out in, I believe it's mid-May. Mm-hmm. And the SkinFix pads are $50 for 60 pads. So quite a big difference there. And then I was also asking the PR what the difference is between this and the Dr. Dennis Gross pads. And she mentioned a couple of things. The SkinFix ones are alcohol and fragrance-free as well, if you're concerned about that. And the cartons are like made from recyclable cardboard and printed with vegetable inks and are biodegradable. So now you've exfoliated, you know, you've gotten rid of your keratosis pilaris, you've got smooth skin, you're working on your acne and brightening. What comes next? The body lotion. Now, I know that there have been a ton of body lotion launches this season, including from some brands that are just getting into the game. They're better known for face care, like Glow Recipe and Summer Fridays. So Jill, what have you tried? What have you loved? And what did you not love so much?
Okay. I recently tried the new Sol de Janeiro Bomgia Bright Cream, and it's spelled D-I-A, but Bomgia, I guess, means good morning in Portuguese. So it definitely is like a little ray of sunshine, like all Sol de Janeiro products are. By the way, this is $42 and $59 in Canada, and they just win the packaging game, right?
Yeah.
The base of the moisturizing jar is basically like a neon pink, and it is 8 ounces and 240 ml. So there's not a ton of product in there for that price point. Like $42 is definitely an investment. So this is sort of their first foray into what they're calling like a retexturizing cream. So it's a retexturizing and nourishing daily body cream with fruit AHAs and vitamin C that helps to reveal visibly brighter and smoother skin. So I really love the texture of Sol de Janeiro products. It sucks me in every single time. I love how it sinks into the skin. It's got glycerin in it and coconut oil. So those are like very nourishing and like really hold the moisture in your skin. But it also has that light exfoliation going on with the fruit AHAs. Mm-hmm. So I think over time I will be smoother. Mm-hmm. I use this actually after using my Dr. Dennis Gross. So I feel like I got that good 1-2 punch with the smoothing between this and the Dr. Dennis Gross mm-hmm. product. Yeah. So I think that you're getting that beautiful smoothing. It melts into the skin. I love the texture and I only just got it like 3 days ago. So I think you're really supposed to be using it for like up to 2 weeks every day to see that full smoothing benefit of mm-hmm. a smoothing body cream. So I can't speak to like the long term how smooth I'm going to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think that I don't know. I love it. I loved it. And then of course the scent. You can't talk about Sol de Janeiro without talking about the scent. It's a warm floral keynote. So there's black amber plum, vanilla woods, and jasmine. I really get a lot of jasmine when I put this on and I don't find it too overpowering.
Yeah. And here I think, so their main, you know, it's the Balm Dia Bright Cream. So it's all about brightening. Mm-hmm. So it has vitamin C in it as well. So again, I think this is where we're just seeing those typically the ingredients that you see for your face that are now being put into body products. And I agree. I love the scent. It's definitely that scent of summer that Sol de Janeiro does so, so well. It's slightly, it is a different scent than the one that comes in the more iconic yellow jar.
Yeah. This one's more gourmand, I would say.
Yeah, totally agree. Great, great word to describe it. What I noticed about this cream, because I tested like 4 different creams on different parts of my legs.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about the Sol de Janeiro is to me, it leaves like a cocooning effect on your skin. That's what I like to call it, where it's like you can feel hours later that the product is still there, but it's not in like a greasy way. And it's not in a sticky way. It's just you still feel that smoothness when you like run your hand down your leg. Whereas a lot of the other creams, it's like completely evaporated. It's not there. And so I feel like this is totally not scientific, but I feel like it's like holding me in is the way how I'm sort of describing it when I'm talking about the cocooning. And I just love that about Sol de Janeiro. So that quality is in this cream as well. Love it.
Yeah, it's very, very high quality. I would say the same. I believe the original in the yellow jar, the Boom Boom, I believe that has a bit of a light reflection quality to it. So I wouldn't say this one does, but over time, your skin is meant to look brighter.
Yep.
To your point. Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't get as much immediate brightening, but over time you will.
Right. That one came out on top and I completely agree with you on that one. So tell me which one kind of maybe flopped a little bit.
Yeah, this one I had high hopes and it didn't really live up to them. And this is the Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Pink Dream Body Cream. And it's $28 and 37 Canadian for about the same amount of product as the Sol de Janeiro. It's 8 ounces and 240 ml. So this one is definitely like quite a bit cheaper actually. But I love Glow Recipe. I love their face care products. I think they're very, very innovative. Usually they nail it with the textures and the benefits of their products. But so this is their first body care product. And I thought, okay, they're going to blow it out of the water. But, you know, really what it's meant to do, or what they say it's meant to do, is that it's a lightweight body cream that hydrates and smooths. And it's got their watermelon scent, of course. And they say that you can use it on normal, dry combination and oily skin. But I just found that the fragrance was very strong, very, very overwhelming. It was like a very, very sugary Jolly Rancher.
Straight bubblegum for me.
Yeah. It has watermelon seed butter in it and it has hyaluronic acid and it has this hibiscus AHA to help smooth. So it's meant to be this like light exfoliation that gets rid of bumps and dry spots. And I just found though, it just wasn't hydrating enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe over time, if you keep using it, yes, you will see softer skin, but it just, maybe it's also the time of year that I'm using it. I'm just way too dry right now for this product. I felt like I had to put on another lotion on top to get the hydration that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's just a total bummer. You know, I did love the texture. I thought they did a good job with that. It is very silky in feel. But it's decent for a smoothing body lotion, but it just doesn't have enough hydration for me.
And now a word from one of today's show partners, Talkspace. Okay, so real talk, 2020 was tough and we're not quite out of the woods yet. I know I've been stressed. I've seen it in my family. Even my kids are showing signs that their little lives have been turned upside down during this pandemic. But here's good news. You don't have to let the new normal of stress and anxiety be your normal. Talking to a therapist is a great first step. It's a signal that you're ready to be the one in control. By seeking help, you're giving yourself a chance to heal and grow, to overcome the difficulties and uncertainty of the past year. Talkspace lets you send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the Talkspace platform 24/7. With Talkspace, you set goals with your therapist and they hold you accountable and make sure you're really progressing. Therapy can really help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and really be a guiding light. And it's affordable. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BEAUTY to get $100 off your first month and show support for the show. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. That's BEAUTY and Talkspace.com. I want to talk to you guys about Fenty's new body sauce luminizing tint.
Ooh.
It is $48 US and $63 Canadian. It comes in 7 shades and it came out at the end of March. And I'm holding it up for you here, Jill. It basically looks like a very large foundation for your face, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's actually quite telling because when I put this on right away, my thought was it looks like foundation. Like mm-hmm. I was actually taken aback by how much pigment came out. So their description for it is it's a subtle everyday luminizing tint for your body with a silky texture and transfer resistant formula. I would say subtle, that's very subjective. It depends on yeah. how close the shade is going to come to your skin tone. Now, for me, I had asked the PR if they could kindly send a shade that would be suitable for pale skin. Unfortunately, and this is probably due to availability, I received 6 of the 7 shades.
Okay.
All but the very lightest one.
Oh.
Which is what I would need.
Okay.
So that was unfortunate because I really needed just that one. So I used the second lightest shade. It's number 2. It's called Honey Honey. And this was like 4 shades too dark for me, at least.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was looking at some of the reviews on Sephora, somebody who had pale skin like me had actually said that they thought the very palest one, number 1, was 4 shades too dark for her. Like, this is it, okay. Jill. Look at that.
Yeah.
This is definitely too dark for me. And I have mm-hmm. pictures I can show you where it's like, it looks very orangey on my pale skin.
Okay.
But like okay. I said, it's really hard to assess a foundation or a product like this when it's not your shade. So yeah. I have to try and keep that in mind as I'm speaking because I would have been the number 1. But all of that to say that if you are trying to find your shade, which definitely can be tricky, mm-hmm. you might want to lean on, I would say, go down a shade. If you're hovering between 2 and you're like, should I get this one or this one? I would go for the lighter. And that's because it is very pigmented. And typically when you see a product like this that is essentially a body bronzer.
Yeah.
They do tend to blend in quite a bit more than like a self tanner. When you put a self tanner on, it's like you yes. sometimes see that they have that shade so that you can see where you put it. And this is really, I want to say it's like a hybrid between a foundation and a bronzer mm-hmm. because it gives off so much more pigment than I even imagined that it would. Getting it to blend evenly was a little bit tricky for me, but if you have a brush, mm-hmm. it's probably easier. It is lightweight. It's a gel cream. It does leave you with like a sun-kissed glow. You just have to find your right shade. And it is very buildable. Like I had 2 giant bruises on my leg. I obviously had been bumping into a table or something. And I found when I put like a second coat over top, wow, it's like a full coverage foundation to me, I swear.
Do they recommend, or did you try to like put it in with your moisturizer, your body moisturizer, and work it in? Does that work?
I didn't, but I would. And that's where I was going to go with this, is that It doesn't give a lot of shimmer either. And I think what probably a lot of people would really be inclined to do is to compare this product to the Body Lava, the Fenty Body Lava that came out last year. Because you're just like, what is the difference? Like, which one's the right one for me? And I actually happen to have the Body Lava right here. I have this actually from last year. I held on to it. And the Body Lava in comparison, so this gives a lot of shimmer to your legs.
Okay.
But it is in basically almost like a clear base, right? Whereas this product is like I said, it's like a foundation bronzer. So it's just giving like an all over coverage. So what I would actually do the next time I use this is I'm going to blend them together, because like I was mentioning at the top of the show, I'm more into like a subtle tone these days than trying to get a tan that just is not even remotely close to my skin color that I may have done in the past. So I feel like that could be the perfect kind of...
Your skin, but better.
Exactly. It's just like I'm getting a little bit, it looks like I've been tanning somewhat, but then I'm getting that glisten and glow from the shimmer of the Body Lava. One thing I would say is that this product really stays on. This is like a long wear foundation for your legs, to the point where I had a bath last night, and unless I like scrubbed at it, it pretty much stayed on. And I even shaved my legs, and I would say that some of that pigment was still there afterwards.
Yeah, you need like a full oil, body oil, shower oil to take it off, like you do with a body sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a long wear foundation on your face. I think that that is a good thing, to be honest with you, because for myself personally, if I'm wearing a body makeup like that, the last thing I need is to have sweat, or heaven forbid it rains and I've just got these embarrassing streaks on my legs. So I think that's definitely a plus for this product. I can attest it is long wear.
That's great. Did it transfer on any of your clothes?
It didn't transfer on any of my clothes. No.
Okay, that's good. My girlfriends and I were joking not long ago. Remember going out, but remember going out tops like back in the day?
Yes.
And I remember I had a going out top that I used to wear Scott Barnes Body Bling like religiously.
Uh-huh.
And I had this like light pink going out top, and it was just filthy. It was filthy, but the top was silk.
Yeah.
And I was like, like how far can you push this? Like, is anyone going to see? Like, but it was just like, you couldn't help it. It transferred always to what I was wearing. So I'm glad to see that these types of products have come a long way.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I do think it's a little bit pricey at, you know, around $50, $60. But it's a substantial size. And like I said, because it is so pigmented, I want to say a little goes a long way. But honestly, to get even results, you would. And if I were to use this all over my body, I probably would use a lot of it. I will say.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of an indulgence. I'll say that. Okay, so now your legs are all taken care of. You're exfoliated. You're nourished. You're glowy. What about your feet, Jill? What have you been testing?
Okay, so I've been testing out the Boscia Fruit Acid Smoothing Foot Peel with plant-based alcohol. Mm. This is one pair and it's $18 and $25 in Canada. And you can pick this up at Ulta and Shoppers Drug Mart here in Canada. So what it is an intensely effective peeling foot treatment mask, and it helps to break down and peel off rough skin on the bottom of your feet. And it takes about 8 to 10 days to see full results. Now, I know with some of you out there, diehard, we have so many diehard beauty listeners, you're going to say, didn't they already have one? Mm-hmm. They had one before, but it was different packaging and it was slightly different ingredients. So this is sort of like the 2.0 of it.
Okay.
So I really did my homework on this product last night. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about these foot smoothing peels. They just basically, you put on these little booties that are full of exfoliating ingredients, and you have to sit there while it does its thing, and then you don't see the full results for 8 to 10 days. So last night or whatever night I did it, I like filled up some water in basin and I soaked my feet for like 20 minutes, which I absolutely never do unless I'm getting a pedicure. So it sort of like forced me to do that. And then once I did that, I like patted my feet dry And then inside of the foil packet that the little booties come in, mm-hmm. they're like plastic bags with a mesh lining. I'm mm-hmm. holding it up to the camera right now. You can see.
Yeah.
It looks as big as my head.
I know. It's huge. Well, it's like the size of a foot. Really?
It is. But you know what's also very funny and unique about Bashia? These ones, they fit a men's foot up to size 12.
Wow.
And I know smart. So many of you out there listening and your husband's feet are like scratching you at night.
Yeah.
So this one would actually fit a guy because I have quite large feet. I have size 10 women's and I find mm-hmm. a lot of these never fit me.
Ah, yes.
So these ones were, I was like, okay, that's a good perk to know that it'll fit me and fit someone with a foot that's larger
right.
than mine. And so I slip my feet into the booties. And then the next important step is you have to put heavy socks on top.
Okay.
Because they want you to sit there and make sure that the product is going to be going into your feet and it doesn't move around. And you also just right. have to sit still for 90 minutes.
It probably wants some heat in there too, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like the way when you put a plastic bag on a mask on your hair.
Right. I guess that's possible. I think it's just to make sure that they're not slipping around.
Okay.
Mostly because they do tend to move. So now if you're keeping track of time, I've soaked my feet for almost 30 minutes. Now I've got to sit still with these on for 90 minutes.
Okay. This is like Real Housewives marathon.
Real talk. I was watching the Southern Charm episode getting caught up on this most recent season. And so I just sat there. And the other thing I would say is so different about these ones is that they have like a minty fresh feeling about them. They're meant to be like minty. And it was honestly like, I didn't like it. It was like I had stepped in like a bathtub full of Mentos and I had to sit there for 90 minutes with it on.
You didn't like the smell or you didn't like the tingle?
I didn't like the tingle and it was so cooling to the point where my feet were like cold.
Oh, that's not a pampering moment.
No, I was like, I don't need the minty fresh. Why do I have to suffer through this? But I did. And I actually left them on for 2 hours. So I anticipate any minute now or like in the next, they say it takes like about 4 days for them to start peeling off. So hopefully by the time this episode comes out, maybe I'll jump in next week before the episode drops and give you a little update. But these have worked really well for me in the past. So I anticipate that this one will do its thing as well.
So this is going to be like a long cobra skin you're going to find at the foot of your bed or what?
It basically flakes off. Like if you've ever had a sunburn and you get like those larger, it's disgusting to say, but like the larger sections of skin that peel off.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happens. And I'm holding up the picture to you to... So you can see. And inside the little box that it comes in, I liked this also. It's kind of disgusting, but they did give you a visual reference of what your feet will look like per day.
Okay, setting up the expectation. I like that because this might freak people out a little bit. So then you kind of know, okay, this is normal. Don't freak out that this whole layer just shed right off. You're good. Okay, well, I want to hear how that goes. And side note, guys, I know that they have just this month launched a whole body line as well. So there's an exfoliating body wash, a body lotion, and a body deodorant. The samples are on route. I don't have them, but they're going further into body as well. So there you go, but good place to start with a baby foot mask. Love it. Hola. We've been talking all about the latest in damn good body care today, and I want to pause for a moment to turn your attention to face care in partnership with our friends at Kula. So you're probably already fans of Kula because their iconic SPF 30 Sun Silk drops absolutely smashed it when they launched a little while back. They're completely sheer on all skin tones. They give you an extra bit of dewy glow under makeup. You can mix it with moisturizer or foundation. I mean, aren't they the best? What you might not know is that Kula recently launched a complete organic skincare collection that goes beyond sun care to protect your skin's natural barrier and help keep that moisture and nutrients in while keeping modern day skin aggressors like blue light and pollution out. And if you're a regular listener, you know that antioxidants are really key as that next step in daily protection. So Right now, I'm using Kula's new Vital Rush Skin Renewal Serum. It helps with stressed out skin with an organic blend of plant-powered ingredients like goji berry to help energize and vitamin C-rich Camu extract. And then I layer Kula's new Great Barrier Cream Fortifying Moisturizer over top to help seal it all in. It's super lightweight and it's got sustainably harvested sea kelp actives. Those are rich in essential nutrients and polyphenols, while blue algae helps reinforce your skin's natural barrier with amino acids, fatty acids, all that good stuff. And like all Kula products, this new organic collection is vegan, cruelty-free, and non-comedogenic tested. So want to give your skin what it's really craving? Check out the new Kula Organic Skincare on Kula.com. They'll even give you 10% off your first order with code BEAUTY. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. That's 10% off your first order with code BEAUTY at Kula.com. And now back to the show. Well, I think that leads us to the last area of the body we're going to be covering today. It's the vagina area.
Okay.
And fun fact, Jill, did you know, you probably know this, our listeners might be surprised, our number five, our fifth most popular episode of all time is all about vagina care do's and don'ts with Dr. Jen Gunter. Did you know that?
I did know that. I think we were both a bit surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you haven't checked that out, go back and have a listen. It's episode 104 in our archives. And Dr. Jen Gunter has so many great tips and also does a lot of myth busting.
Yes.
About what you should and shouldn't do when it comes to vaginal health. And mm-hmm. I think it's a topic we don't really talk about enough. So we're going to talk about it a little bit right now. The line that I want to cover is actually a whole collection that's come out from Venus. It's called their Female Intimate Grooming Collection. So it includes this razor for pubic hair and skin. I'm going to tell you more about that in just a little bit. But there's also like a skin smoothing exfoliant. So this is meant to prep the area before you shave
okay.
the bikini line area. There's also a daily soothing serum that has mm-hmm. exfoliating ingredients. So that's meant to prevent ingrown hairs around that area that you're shaving. And then there's also an oil, which I think is kind of interesting and perhaps surprising to come from a brand like Venus, because it's meant to be used on the skin and the hair. So it's not like a cleansing oil that we've mm-hmm. seen from like Well Kept was the brand mm-hmm. I talked about last year that I really liked. And I actually really enjoyed that for shaving. But this is actually kind of more like fur, if you're familiar with that brand, where mm-hmm. you can use this to soften the pubic hair.
Right.
I think that's pretty progressive for Venus. I mean, yeah. just saying.
When they sent me the press release about it, I was like, this is definitely record setting. I've never had the word pubic in my inbox in one email. Yeah. More instances. It was like very, yeah. very interesting.
Well, one thing I will say, I totally agree. I mean, the name is a bit on the nose. The Venus for pubic hair and skin razor. I feel like that came straight from the SEO department. They're like, this is what we're coming out with next. But having said that, I think the rest of the line is pretty obviously inspired by all of the indie brands that have come up in the past few years that are mm-hmm. probably taking a little chunk of the market share from these big drugstore brands like Venus that have been so innovative, you know, like Fur, which is all about care around your, I'm just going to say vagina. I know that's not the exact anatomical yes. word, but that area. And we, you know, we the people, like they have such great products as well.
Yes.
And I think this is very inspired, but you know, the colors, it's like a light kind of pinky gray color. It's very, feels more like millennial or Gen Z. That's the vibe of it. And I was reading on the box and it says, whenever you choose to remove hair, our razor is specifically designed. So they're making it more obvious that shaving is more of a choice now. You know, versus okay. in the past where they're marketing, it was like that girl on the beach in the all white bikini. And it's like, she didn't have a speck of hair on her anyway. And she's
no.
like, she's thin, she's pale. It was like that sort of stereotype. So it seems like they're breaking away from that. Their campaigns now, you do see some pubic hair. The girl's got a tattoo. She's got a belly button ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very curious to try this line as well, because as we've talked about, I haven't been able to go see my waxer in pretty much a year. And so I don't normally shave my bikini line, but I did it because I have to. Well, not I don't have to. I choose to.
Yeah.
And so this one definitely struck my interest because obviously it is a challenge to shave in that area for all the reasons I mentioned. You've got itchiness and uncomfortability. And so the fact that this said pubic hair right on it, I was like, okay, what is it? What is it about this that's different? So first of all, I'm going to start with the price. It's $14.99 US and $19.99 Canadian. That's pretty much the price of every product that I've mentioned here. And so the biggest innovation that they claim about this product, though, is a new patented irritation defense bar that's designed to give you a smoother shave with blades that they say barely touches the skin. So you're like, how does that work? Well, it's supposed to absorb the pressure from your hands so the blades press less on that sensitive skin area, which even with that answer, I was like, huh? But anyway, and then the last thing that I'll say before I give you my two cents after using it myself, one thing I think that's very unique about it is that if you flip the razor over, Jill, it's got this extra razor that's a precision trimmer all along the back. This precision trimmer on the other side was designed where you can flip it over so you can get into those crevices, you know, the crevice between your leg and your pubic bone. That's always tricky, right? So you can flip it over. It's a single blade. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, that's what's cool to me that I feel like is going to help me out in this situation. Here's the problem. It doesn't give you a close shave. That's the number one problem. And I think that that could be because of that defense bar where they're saying that it slightly hovers so as not to create irritation. I had to go over the same spot a few times. Ditto for the precision trimmer. When I turned it around, I tried to get into that crevice area. It didn't catch the hair. I was having trouble getting it on the right angle. It's probably not, maybe it's not sharp enough or it's not on the right angle, which I mean, frankly, could be dangerous if it was. Probably too good to be true. So I used the razor all over. When I was done, look down. Did I have any nicks after? Yeah, I had a couple still. So despite all the promise, which is what my expectation was, when you have a name like a pubic hair and skin razor, I still had the nicks. Now, the next day, did I have 5 o'clock shadow? Yeah, I did. Probably more than some of the razors that I would have used typically, which, like I said, I use the Venus Smooth or like I like the ones that have like a lot of that globby, you know, stuff that helps to protect the area. It's messy, but I do think that helps. And am I itchy today? Yeah, I am. I'm itchy and I can feel
that's annoying
that I have an ingrown coming. And I did use the exfoliator. I used the oil. I used all that. So I don't think it's worth the hype, you guys. What I did enjoy was the oil that I actually used.
Okay.
I'm going to get explicit. To kind of condition my pubic hair, I was like, that's a nice idea. Just like soften it up. Why not? You know, it is half the price of the one by Fur.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a dupe that you could try. It doesn't have the tea tree oil. There's like a couple of ingredients in the Fur that makes it, that's designed to help to prevent like declog the pores so that you have less chance of getting ingrowns. But yeah, to me, that was kind of the winner.
Okay. Well, you know, definitely glad to hear the review because I admit I was also very curious to see if it was going to be really that different. So I guess I'll just stick with my Phillips trimmer and my usual razor. Like I need to have five blades. Give me five blades or or death. Like it's got to be at least that many to get the closeness that you're talking about.
Yeah, I really thought the winner overall was all of the products around it.
Yeah.
You know, these are all good types of products to have when you're shaving. The exfoliator, I like that the serum has those exfoliating ingredients in it. It was really lightweight. The oil didn't stain my underwear after. I think those are all steps in the right direction to helping the experience be more goof-proof. I just think the razor is garbage.
And what was interesting, and I'm sorry if I missed this, Carlene, but I did notice with Venus that all of the products, the skincare products for the vagina, they said that they're both dermatologist and gynecologist tested, which I think is very important. Okay, well, that's really interesting to see like that innovation in this particular category, because I think there's not been a lot of new technology and new ideas in in taking care of your vagina and your vulva and all of that. So I'm curious to see who else is going to sort of jump into the ring next, right?
That's right. And just a friendly reminder that everything we talked about in today's episode is up on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
And surprise, for the first time ever, we really buried the lead here, but we're going to try to put this video on our YouTube channel. So check us out on YouTube at Breaking Beauty Podcast, and you can see a little bit more in depth the products that we're talking about up close, like a show and tell on YouTube. So check us out there.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.